how we do. Nigga moving like a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is how we do. Nigga moving like a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode 151. 151. That's like a alcohol.
Yes, that would be like Bacardi.
Right. It's very strong.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say. I can't drink that. I'm too much of a pussy to drink that.
Yeah, and for other reasons, too, probably. I don't like it, personally.
A Muslim, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, that would be the reason.
No pork and no Bacardi.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We had a big show last week with Shipwreck on and a lot of controversy, and we'll be getting to that in a little bit. And of course, we've got a big show for you this week with a lot of good stuff to talk about. A lot of, I don't know exactly what off the top of my head, but I remember when planning the show that it seemed like we had a lot of stuff to talk about.
It's a full outline, that's for sure.
It's full. It's bursting at the seams. Wombat's got a all new microphone.
Yeah, I'm rocking a new mic. It's a nice change of pace for me. It's fun. I like my new mic.
What kind of mic is it?
It's the Samson G-Track.
Yeah, that looks like a pretty cool mic. It's a USB mic, and it actually has dials on it, so you can adjust things like the gain, and you can monitor yourself, which you can't do with really any other USB mic that I know of.
Which is why I picked this one over, because you have basically the same microphone. Yours just is the same mic, but without the dials. You have the Samson with the 3U, right? Whatever it is.
Yeah, the CO3U.
Yeah.
Do you know the reason why you can't monitor yourself on a USB microphone normally?
Why can't you normally?
Because there's a little bit of latency when the audio goes to the computer. So if you're going to have like an audio out from your computer, it would be a little bit delayed, and that would make you go crazy.
Gotcha. Good to know.
This one, it takes the feed right from the microphone. Anyway, Wombat, I had a great weekend last weekend because Osaka Grandma came. And this was a beautiful thing because we didn't really get to celebrate Valentine's Day because of the kid. So Osaka Grandma came in on Saturday, and she left on Monday, and it was awesome. She made this hot pot dinner, which I put a picture up on Flickr. I'll post it with the show. It was like this big hot pot with sausages and bacon and potatoes and stuffed cabbage. It was pretty amazing.
Sounds like something you should submit to thisiswhyyourfat.com.
But it's a hot pot, so it's like, oh, it's all boiled. So it's
boiled bacon is still bacon.
Well, you know, like the George Foreman grill knocks out the fat. And I think if you boil it, isn't that like the same thing?
Where is the fat going?
It goes. Actually, I put it aside in a special baggie, and then I hook up an IV.
Do you skim it off? I was going to say, do you skim it off the top? I had a friend who was a rugby. Well, he's still my friend, but I have a friend in college. He played rugby, and like part of his diet was he would take a pound of ground meat and throw it in a pot of boiling water. And he would skim the fat off the top and throw it away so he would have basically as lean ground beef as he could, and that would be it. He would just eat the bowl of boiled ground meat. It was kind of gross.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, this, you just take the bacon and sausage out of the pot. So you're not like, I mean, you drink, I guess you drink some of the juicy juice.
Yeah, the fat kind of stays in there. That's the point.
Yeah. Right. Fat is good. That's one thing I've learned living in Japan, that fat tastes good.
That's kind of how it works.
And so that was one night, and the other night we went out for like our Valentine's Day dinner, our belated Valentine's Day dinner. Shima took me out, and we went to my favorite local restaurant, and it was just so awesome. I mean, I had some interesting things. I had deer tartare, which was delicious. We had fried whale, which of course, you know, anything fried is good, but fried whale was especially good. And we had oysters and a lot of sake and a lot of beer.
Sounds like a good time.
It was awesome. And then we went, this is like my favorite local place. Actually, well, probably my favorite place in Tokyo. And then we went to karaoke afterwards for an hour on the way home.
Very nice.
And we were really drunk, and we got home, and, you know, because it was Valentine's Day, you know, we came home, we put Ty to bed, and then it was time for some sweet, sweet lovemaking. But Shima fell asleep, like, right in the middle of it.
So I was going to make a joke, but I figured that you were going somewhere with that, so I didn't want to...
It wasn't very romantic.
I didn't want to ruin that for you.
Yeah, when she fell asleep before, you know, like... You know, well, I'm right in the middle of, well, no, I wasn't right in the middle, but I was, you know, in the foreplay portion of the evening. You know, it's good. It's good for my ego when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least I didn't have sex with her hand like I did like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I forgot, actually, that that was a viable option.
I bet you didn't, but it may have, you may have been tired yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking clearly.
Exactly.
So, how was your weekend, Wombat? What's going on
with
you?
Well, you know, it wasn't like the super thrillingest weekend ever. I mean, I bought a new microphone.
That's pretty cool. I'm jealous of that microphone, actually.
It's a nice
one. I can't hear myself.
Yeah, you know, I did the you know, the absolute bare minimum of research, and hopefully it sounds, you know, decent when we play it back. I mean, I could see the levels now. The other thing I picked up while I was out, because it's cheap, you know. Now that I use a Mac, I got the adapter so I could use my old PC monitor with the laptop.
So you got the dual screen display.
So yeah, I have dual screen display rocking now, and I can actually see my levels while we record, which is something I've never been able to do before.
Yeah,
so,
that's pretty cool. I have that too on my with my iMac.
Yeah, and I'm actually now cognizant of how loud I am or how soft I am. So like just there, I kind of went a little loud, and I could see it. Right. So I have to keep around this level, around here.
All right, so it was a very technically advanced weekend for
yes.
you.
Yes, and then, of course, we had some pretty bad news yesterday, you know, due to the economy falling apart. My wife's company put everyone, not just her, put everyone on a four-day-a-week work week as opposed to a five-day-a-week work week.
Jesus.
So we've had to make some cutbacks. I got rid of most of my cable. About 90% of my channels are gone. Just the bare minimum.
Right. And in case people aren't figuring this out, and I'm assuming that this is true, she takes a 20% pay cut.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty awful, Wombat.
It is very awful. So, you know, we joked last show about the cleaning ladies. I don't have one anymore.
She was fired.
Yeah, it's really sad, and of course the you know, the babysitter, nanny, whatever you want to call her, she's cut down one day also.
Right.
So, you know, between all those little things, I mean, you know, it's sad not just because of the money that we lose, but because we lose money, other people are losing money. It's a very surprising, like you I really didn't think it trickled down so much until you know, two people. Other than my, you know, my wife lost 20% of her income. I don't know how much income the cleaning lady loses out of this, but it's probably a good portion. And, you know, the nanny loses 33% of her income because she was coming here 3 days a week.
Yeah, it's rough all over. That's
so,
terrible news.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's bad for everybody, and it kind of sucks. So, I don't know. That's all I can say.
Well, I sent you your Netflix check this week, so.
Oh, okay, thanks. I could use it.
Now you can retire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the oodles of money. Yeah, right. So, you know, you do what you do. I mean, I'm not saying we're not going to starve. I don't want anyone to, like, freak out and worry about me, because although I appreciate the sentiment, we'll be fine. It just sucks. I mean, that's all you can do. Right. And hopefully it's only temporary.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
Exactly. Anything else before we move on to the show feedback from last week?
Because
I think we had a record-breaking comment thread last week. I'm not sure.
We did. I wanted to ask you, did you see WALL-E?
I didn't, no.
Because I saw it over the weekend for the first time. That's a good movie. Good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good.
No, it's like really good.
I'll have to check it out.
If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend that you see it by next show so we could talk about it. That's your homework. You may not see Indiana Jones for reasons that, you know, just to bother me.
Right. I don't want to watch stuff that I know is shitty. Although my wife is making me watch Heroes, even though I've decided that it's shitty and I don't want to watch it anymore.
The second half of the season started off good. You know,
it's terrible.
But I didn't like last night's episode that much.
I don't think I saw that one, but I saw the one where, you know, Siler. It's a buddy show with Siler and his wisecracking sidekick.
Yeah, he wasn't even on the last show.
Good, because it's terrible. I hate everything about it. All I do now is we watch it and I make fun of it the entire time. I'm hoping that will discourage Mrs. Cheapy from wanting to watch it.
Gotcha. No, Wally is great, and the missus did cry during it. So I'm curious to know how you react, because you're a big puss.
Yeah, I'll probably cry.
I know you will. That's why I want your reaction.
Okay.
The movie is astounding in so many ways. Like, I was really impressed by the storytelling, more than just the visuals. Yes, it's a Pixar movie. It looks great, but the way they tell that story is just ridiculously impressive.
Wow, all right. That's high praise from a very bitter, bitter wombat.
I know, because I have no heart, so for me to say something like that everything. Really does mean a lot.
All right, so let's get into the last week's show feedback. Now, I got to admit, Wombat, when I saw the huge amount of replies in our thread, and I really didn't really look through all of them. I skimmed them because I figured most of them were just about people arguing about the PS3 or Killzone 2 or, you know, any combination thereof. I'm correct, right?
Yeah, that was a good 80%, we'll say. 80%.
Right. So people are just going back and forth. And now we named the show Shipwreck Hates PS3, Killzone 2, and You as a joke, obviously, because Shipwreck is a pretty low-key kind of guy, and he generally doesn't hate anything. But, you know, I think we were sort of making a statement that's going to get people riled up, and you did make that statement at the end of the show that Shipwreck hates PS3 or something like that. Anyway, Liquid Cross says, I'll have to pass on this episode. I get enough PS3 bashing on gaming news sites. Yeah, that was like the first... That was like the first comment of the show, or one of the first comments. So he didn't even listen to the show. He just saw the title and decided he wasn't going to listen.
Which amused me greatly, because that's why we did it. And someone, you know, fell for it, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
You fell for it. We tricked you.
Ha, ha, ha.
I don't think... we got you to not listen to our show, which is the perfect trick.
We're so smart.
Next week, I'm going to make it so you don't want to visit cheapassgamer.com anymore.
Exactly.
It's going to be awesome. He also says, and the complaining about the GameStop exclusive Killzone 2 demo is more of the same double standards. No one complains about the Xbox 360 exclusive demos, do they? And I guess he's referring to the only one that I can think of off the top of my head, and this probably more, was Left 4 Dead, I think. Well, even though that's on PC also. But that they had a deal with GameStop on that.
Well, yeah, I don't even remember, so...
Yeah,
I don't know
if you were complaining so much, Wombat, as you were just mentioning, like, you know, boy, I would have liked to be able to play the demo now, and I can't, except unless I go to GameStop.
No, it was a rant. It was definitely a rant. I would say I complained. I complained about it because I just didn't think it was the best move.
A good move.
Yeah, from my standpoint, I didn't think it was a great move, and everyone has to agree with me.
I, you know, we talked about why Sony would do that on the show, and I was right, because I went and I saw on the MTV multiplayer blog, they actually asked, like, the Sony marketing guy, why would they do that? And he basically, in a roundabout way, said, because if we do this, GameStop will publicize the game in their store more, and we'll get more pre-orders. And, you know, and he also said that the demo, you know, the demo is going to be out this week, on the same, you know, I guess the day after the game comes out, or maybe the day of the game coming out, or somewhere around there. So it's not a huge deal, but the fact that you didn't know that, Wombat, right? You didn't know that, right?
No, I did not know that at the time.
Right. Well, there's the problem right there. Maybe Sony should have publicized that a little bit more.
Yes.
But I don't know. It's not a huge deal, but I do agree with you, Wombat, that, you know, it's such a big game for the PS3, and the PS3 has been struggling. I don't think anybody would argue that. Why would you, you know, keep wraps on, you know, maybe the most anticipated game to come along in a while for the system?
I don't know. And one of the things that, you know, I did do over the weekend also was I did put my pre-order down for Killzone 2. So I will have that game on Friday with everyone else. So, and I have played the demo since the last show also.
Right.
I have a good story about my pre-order experience too.
Oh, because you went, you.
I went to game. I went to GameStop. Actually, that's not how I got my code. Someone was actually kind enough to PM me one, but they didn't give me a code at GameStop. What I did was when I went there, I went in there and I wanted to trade in some games. Because usually when you pre-order something at GameStop, especially a high-profile game a little early, they tend to have like an extra 20% on your trade-in towards that if right. you pre-order certain specific games. So I figure I just assumed they would have that for this game. You know, it's a fair assumption. They also had the, you know, trade-in any three PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, or Wii games, get an extra $10, and I had my Edge card. So altogether, I was hoping to get on whatever the games were worth, plus like an extra 30%, plus an extra $10. So I figured that's got to be enough to get Killzone, to get Killzone 2. So I go in there, and I'm like, hey, and I look up at the poster, I'm like, there's no extra 20% on this game. What's the deal? And the guy goes, I'm not sure, but I think it has something to do with, you know, that whole demo exclusivity. Which is what the guy...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's the that's their promotion for the game. Yeah. It's the demo, not...
Is the
not
demo, not an extra 20%, but which I thought was kind of interesting. But anyway, I wanted my extra 20%, and this was a tip. This here's a little tip for trade-ins. If you want to pre-order a game that doesn't have the extra 20%, put your pre-order towards another game that has the extra 20%. Then once you get your trade-in and you put your $5 down towards whatever it would be, in this case it was Resident Evil 5, right. just say to the guy, hey, I want to cancel my Resident Evil 5 pre-order and move it to Killzone.
Sneaky. Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah, so that's how I was able to trade in three games and get my Killzone 2 paid in full.
Very cool.
And a little bit of change.
Game comes out this week. I guess I should pre-order it. I haven't, or order it.
Yeah, I have mine coming on Friday. I guess I could go pick it up.
Yep. All right, so some other feedback here. Let's see. Wow, there's so much of it, Wombat. I don't know. Which one of these? This week I had Wombat pick out all the show feedback from last week because I figured he spent a lot of time reading it because it was mostly, if it's mostly about Wombat, he reads it. And if it's mostly about me, I read it.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe assumption. Let's read the one from Thomas96.
Okay. Thomas96 says about the Killzone demo, just because the demo is exclusive now, pre-launch isn't the problem. If Sony gets paid to keep the demo exclusive to GameStop, then more power to them. I don't think they got paid. I think that, well, you know, they're getting marketing, you know, help from GameStop. I don't think they're actually getting money from GameStop. As long as the demo is available to everyone post-launch, then that's what's most important. The demo will be able to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish as long as it's available to everyone immediately on day one post-launch. Also, there's already videos of Killzone 2 on PlayStation Network. Consumers or fanboys have already judged this game and have already decided to buy day one or not. They decided what the review score should be, and this is without any demo. That's an amazing point, Thomas, because, you know, the Edge review, the UGO Games blog review, people are yelling at the reviewers saying that, you know, the score is wrong, and they haven't even played the game yet. They haven't even played the demo yet at that point for some of those reviews. So it's pretty crazy. And then he says, Sony's marketing campaign is weak for this game. It needs that Final Fantasy VII marketing campaign, that campaign that got people who never played a role-playing game to make a purchase. The demo will still be able to generate interest for the game, whether it's available pre- or post-launch. As long as people who don't have to wait another month to get the Killzone demo, then it's not a problem.
I still haven't seen the Killzone 2 commercials. I know they're out there. Maybe I'm just watching the wrong channels. So that could just be me too. But I believe they're out there.
Or more like they are not buying the commercials on the right channels.
That could be
if you don't
too.
See them, Wombat, then you know, you're a gamer's gamer.
I know. I figured I would see one during Chuck last night because that's like a very gamer. Or I feel like that's a show for gamers, maybe. Or could just be me.
Or game advertisers.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything.
Right. You also talked about The Conduit last week because that you checked out on Comic-Con.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to read this now or wait until we get to it.
Yeah, we'll do it now. Okay. I mean, we don't have to, you know, we might as well talk about it now. We also had that interview that we threw on at the end of the show, a little bonus interview, which people seem to enjoy.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about why I laughed like a crazy person at the beginning. That was the second time we did the interview because the first time I didn't have the mic on.
What kind of moron would interview somebody without a mic on?
I learned from the best. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. That was very early in our CADcast career. I interviewed Reggie from Nintendo. Reggie Philip. How do you say his last name?
Fils-Aimé. Fils-Aimé.
Fils-Aimé, right. Fils-Aimé. I interviewed him at the Nintendo World Store for, what was that event? Do you even remember?
I believe it was the launch of some sort of video game type product.
Miyamoto was there for something.
Yeah, I think he was just signing things. I don't know.
Could be the DS, something DS related. Anyway, so I interviewed Reggie and I didn't turn the mic on. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, Chakan says, Wombat, you were a little harsh on the Conduit. Of course it can't compare to Killzone 2 graphically, but Nintendo console-only gamers don't get nice things very often. You dismiss the game based on a very short playing period.
Well, actually, what I said was that I think it would be very hard for people who have other consoles to go from playing a game like Killzone 2 and then try and play the Conduit. I didn't say anything about Wii-only owners having trouble with the game.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a fair statement to make, especially for a first-person shooter. I think those games really depend heavily on graphics and control, and those are two issues that I think the Wii faces.
Well, that statement probably caused the most, my discussion of the Conduit in the middle of the show, probably caused the most controversy, I'd say, this week across the interwebs, so...
Well, yeah, I saw, you know, I get Google alerts, so I saw that Go Nintendo posted the clip of you talking about the Conduit on the CADcast, and of course it was on Go Nintendo, so people went crazy on you.
Oh, they went nuts. If you haven't seen it, I mean, you should probably put it in the show notes. I already put
it in the
forums. But the comments are just ridiculous. My favorite one was someone actually was complaining about you saying that, because you said that other than controls and graphics, those are probably the two most important things in a first-person shooter. Which is arguably true. You could argue that there may be one or two other things that someone may find more important than one of those two other things, but you'll probably have at least one or the other in your argument. Someone actually said, controls and graphics aren't important in a first-person shooter. And I was like, no, forget it. I can't read this. But it also kind of bothered me, and I'm going to call out, I'm assuming that this was posted by, what is it, Raw Meat Cowboy? Is that?
Yes.
That's the owner
of Go Nintendo. Yeah. I've met him. Very, very nice guy.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy. He put up the paragraph without the clip, and then he updated it with the clip. But he never gave his opinion.
Yeah, he's, you know, I'll tell you, when I've met him at E3, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember. He was, like, pretty upset at Nintendo because he felt, and I don't know if he still feels this way, he feels that Nintendo has abandoned their core audience, you know, by putting out most of these, like, family games and a lot of this, you know, third-party shovelware stuff that seems to be so prevalent. You know, and like this Wii Music stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, didn't have similar feelings to us or to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to know what he thought of my opinions from the last show. Oh, it was great, though. I mean, some of those comments were just, you know, awful.
They're out there.
Like, complete nonsense. And, like... paragraphs and paragraphs of nonsense. It's really worth a read if you want to see how crazy people could be about nothing. Because it is about nothing. I mean, let's face it.
And then you got the people on CAG going over there, like, sticking up for you.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, ugh. Anyway, let's move on to the next comment from the last show.
Okay. I have to find it. I scrolled down too much. Okay, so, oh yeah, we also talked about Street Fighter 4.
And
I wanted to talk, yes, because I've been actually playing a lot of that, even since the last show. The Toilet Duck says, thank you, Chibi, for talking about the problems with Street Fighter 4. I love the game too, but you were right on the ball there. The quick play option is borked, and as for joining a match, every match I join for 10 minutes gives me a sorry, unable to join matches full message, so I can only create a match. And then he says, I found the quickest way to play a match online is just to go to the arcade mode and be challenged by somebody. Yeah, I mean, that problem still persists. It is a big problem for a game that, you know, you really want to play head-to-head with somebody. And for a lot of us, the only way to do that is online. You figure you'd iron that shit out ahead of time.
You'd think.
And Orcus86 says, He wants to know. Oh, he says, I completely agree with Chibi's observation in Street Fighter IV's lackluster online modes and how it seems how nearly everyone missed that issue in their reviews. My question is, do you believe if the fan community rallies, this is an issue Capcom can remedy? Yeah, I definitely think they can remedy. And if for those of you who don't have the game, this is the exact same thing that happened with Warhawk when Warhawk came out, where you would see the list of all the games and then you would click on the game and you couldn't actually get into the game. Like the list of available games is just too slow to update. So it's showing you games that, you know, have already been filled.
Oh, okay, I remember.
Or no
that.
Longer
I
exist.
Hated that.
Yeah. Well, they fixed that. They fixed that.
They did fix it. I just remember when that came out and how much I hated it.
Yeah, it was so annoying, and especially that game is online only, so it's a pretty big problem. I hope they fix it because it sucks. And you know, I find I bought an arcade stick, and I feel like my A button on my arcade stick is getting more of a workout from trying to join games than it does, you know, doing low kick. I mean, weak kick.
I got it.
Pretty scary.
Yeah,
you got it.
I got your joke. Yes,
and it wasn't a joke. It's true. It's true. I don't really use low kick very often. I mean, light kick. And Emol Volume 7 wants to know why I bought the 360 version of Street Fighter 4, and if I had an arcade stick for it already. I didn't. I bought the arcade stick last week. I bought the Hori branded Street Fighter 4 stick. Which is fine. It's like one of the cheaper sticks. They don't sell Mad Cat stuff here, so they didn't really have a lot of options. And I bought it for the 360 because I like to play online, and I said it before, I'll say it again. If I'm going to play a game online a lot, I will always buy the 360 version. I just have more faith in it. I'm assuming the PS3 version has the same issues. Wouldn't I feel stupid if it doesn't?
That would be funny, and B, that would be funny. And I heard that Rusty kicked your ass.
Did he kick my ass?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yeah, he did, probably. That, you know why? Because, okay, I have an excuse for that. That was the first game that I played with the stick. Because I just got home with the stick, and I was not used to using the stick. So I would like another shot at Rusty.
I'm sure he would be happy to grant you the rematch.
Now, Craig from Screw Attack, stuttering Craig from Screw Attack, kicked the shit out of me. And I was already used to the stick at that point. So that I have no excuse for. I have a very difficult time. I take Honda. Like, Honda's my guy.
Yeah, he told me. He told me that, too. Russ told me that.
Which is unusual, I guess. I guess a lot of people don't take Honda. He's not one of the more popular guys. But I have a very difficult time beating Sagat with Honda. Sagat is very strong in the game, especially against Honda. All right, Wombat, I think we should move on to some CAG news-ish.
Yes, I did pick a winner of our contest.
Oh, you did? Okay, so we gave away, or Wombat's giving away a copy of Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts.
Radjago won.
Oh, yes. Oh, all right. Yes. Long time CAG. Very long time CAG.
Yeah, very much so, but random number generator wins again.
Yay. So who donated this prize?
This was a prize that I've actually had on the shelf for a while, but it was initially donated by... our friends that are no longer with the Gamerscore blog.
I see. Yeah. All right. Well, shout out to ex-Gamerscore blog peeps.
Yeah.
All right. Also in CAG news-ish, what else? Okay, the Cheapy Awards. By the time you listen to this, the Cheapy Awards voting will be closed, Wombat. And I hope to have... Well, you know what the problem is? Like, I was hoping to have everything up this week, but I want the winners to be able to write a little acceptance speech. So I need to wait for them. So I blame them.
You do that. Even like worst retailer, you think is going to write a speech?
No. Only for a few of the bigger awards. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that they'd love that.
I could see you sending the email. Congratulations.
No,
you have won worst retailer of the year by the voters at cheapassgamer.com. Would you mind writing a sentence or two about how you feel?
Right. Well, you know, we'll try harder. We'll try harder next year.
Exactly.
Let's see. Some CAG beta news that I can talk about. The game, I don't even know what we call this feature. I guess the price search feature. So, you know, we have the price tracker, which will tell you the overnight price drops, you know. But we also now track all the prices from every major retailer from every game. So if you click on the little prices button, if you're in the beta, you click on the prices button when you're on the game, you know, the main game page, info page, or on, or if you're on the price tracker and click on the prices button next to a game, you will get a list of all the current prices at the major retailers. And you get a chart even. We even have charts, Wombat. Or graphs, I guess you call that.
Yes.
Now, so I'm very excited about that.
Yes. I was going to bring up something else that I wanted to mention under CAG News.
Yeah, do it.
I was thinking, because I thought it would be a good idea, and actually I'm kind of stealing it from the Player One podcast because they started doing this recently.
Okay.
Excuse me. I want to do a, you know, play with us game night.
That's a great name.
That's the name of it, Play With Us. I think so, too. I don't know what game it's going to be, and I actually don't even know what night to probably do it. I was thinking probably Friday night.
Nope.
And no, you can't do Friday night, so it would be your Saturday morning.
It's Saturday morning for me.
So when can you do this?
I can do it any time that's a Monday. You know, that's a weekday for me. So I'm a day ahead of you.
You're a day ahead of me. So like Sunday night, maybe.
Sunday night I could do.
Yeah, maybe like a Sunday night dealy. And for the first one, which probably won't be this weekend because we're going to have to set up something, maybe we'll make a new forum thread to get it out. Maybe with a poll, I was thinking the first night would either be Warhawk or Halo 3.
Right.
And see what we want to do.
Killzone.
Or Killzone if enough people have it. You may not have it.
I may not have it by then.
That's why I didn't put it on the docket. But
PlayAsia raised their prices for UPS shipping.
Oh, those bastards.
But it's annoying.
So it'll be one or the other, and whichever one it isn't the first week, it'll be the other one the next week. So this way we get 2 weeks planned at least of this thing. So There you go. I'll make a poll, and whatever it is, a week from Sunday, that'll be the first official Play With Wombat and GPD and probably Shipwreck online extravaganza.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Getting back to the CAG beta just real quick. I think some of the features are going to be opened up to the public soon. I believe the overnight price tracker, and maybe that's the only one that's opening up really, really soon. And some features that will open up to the closed beta soon are you being able to add games to the database and edit info in the game database. So there, Wombat.
That was very business-like. Let's be done with business now. Well, I guess
not. Okay, let's move on. Well, there's some more business, I guess.
Game shopping news.
Xbox Live Marketplace has brought back the deal of the week, which I read about on Major Nelson. And this week's deal is Braid for 800 points. So it's $10 now instead of 15. But, of course, I doubt that, and if you're listening to the show, you probably did not pay full price for your Microsoft points. So, it's 800 points, and it's a great game. Have you played that?
Braid? Yeah, I played Braid.
Yeah.
I don't like it as much as you do.
No, I really liked it. I thought it was
very enjoyable.
I
find it pretentious for pretension's sake, and not worth the $15, and 10 is pushing it.
But if you'd never read anything that the developer of the game wrote, if you didn't know anything about this guy, if you didn't know anything about his personality or you didn't read his blog, would you still think the game is pretentious?
I would wonder why it wasn't free on Kongregate, because it looks like a Flash game. And it plays like a Flash game.
What about Don't Shit Your Pants?
Don't Shit Your Pants is a better game than Braid any day of the week.
I definitely recommend, you Google Don't Shit Your Pants. I think you'll probably find it. Or you can go to my blog.
It's on your blog, yeah. You could just search.
Yeah, tbassgamer.com /blog/GPD. I got all the achievements in Don't Shit Your Pants.
I know, I'm missing one.
I'm the king shitter. I'm the shit king, I mean.
Yes, you're the shit king. Well,
hail to the king.
I don't think you need a game to tell you that, though.
Right. I just look at the skid marks in my toilet bowl and I can tell.
Frightening.
That's gross. That's disgusting. Okay, Duggarus had a question. He said, if you were to choose between flour or braid, which would you get? Or maybe you'd suggest a free... I don't know what that means. What's RACNAB stand for?
I have no idea. I was trying to figure that out, too.
Racknab? What's a racknab? I got to Google that right now. And why didn't I Google this earlier?
Because you're a
lousy
host.
I have no idea. It doesn't even show up. I don't know. I would. So you did you finish Flower yet?
I did.
What'd you think?
I finished Flower.
You didn't think the ending was awesome?
The ending was fun.
You didn't get like the chills or anything?
No, I did not get the chills. I didn't get weepy.
You had no emotional reaction whatsoever.
Now, can we spoil it now for people? It's been 2 weeks. We both finished it. We're gonna spoil the game now.
It's not much of a spoiler. It's not. I don't think there's no the spoiler is in the experience. It's not in us telling.
That is true. But I think the game is trying to get across a message on renewable resources and saving the environment. But I think the cusp of it is just that, is to use renewable resources and to stop wasting really electricity.
And you do? I don't even know if there was a message at all.
That was definitely the clear message with all the, they had the wind power and the second level and the electricity. And then the end, the very last level, you're knocking out everything at the power plant. I mean, it was pretty self-explanatory. You don't need a roadmap.
Not that bright. I'm a little slow on that.
I could draw you a diagram after the show if it helps you. I just thought it was, I don't know if irony is the right word, that, you're playing this game that's essentially about using renewable resources on one of the three largest energy suckers in my entire house.
Right.
Including, and my TV, which is an even bigger energy sucker than the PS3. So the two things in my house that probably require the most electricity to run is what I'm using to play this game about not wasting electricity.
The game should come with like a wind farm that you can put outside your window.
Exactly, to run the PS3 on wind. And then the message would be there.
Speaking of electricity, I just paid my electric bill for last month. would you like to hamper a guess at what my electric bill was?
I'm going
to
say $187.
Over $400.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, because I live in a house where there's someone in it all day long, and the TV is probably on, who knows, from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, and my electric bill is usually under $100.
The reason why it's so expensive is because in Japan, you don't have like a central heating system or like a radiators or shit like that. Everything runs on electricity. So we have heaters that run on electricity, and we have to pay for that. We have the hot water. I believe you pay, for the electricity that you use to heat up the hot water. And because we have a baby, we keep the heat on in his room at night when he's sleeping. And I guess it just adds up, because that's
still
a lot of money.
Because, heat and electricity combined for me is still probably only... I guess it might be around $300, we'll say.
Oh, and I have a huge weed grow farm in my closet.
That'll do it. The hydroponics. That's a lot of electricity.
By the way, I don't have that, lest anyone think I was serious. I would like to have that. Don't get me wrong.
But you don't.
I don't. Let's do this best of the Sunday ad deals, whatever. I started a new format. Because now Speedy is gone, and now it's on me to post all these things. I have to earn my keep, Wombat.
You have to work a whole day a week.
I have to, right? Well, now 2 days a week.
That's messed up. How are you handling that? Is it okay?
I sleep Wednesday through Friday now, straight. So what I do now is I post the list of all the deals from all the retailers, all the Sunday deals that aren't MSRP. So usually I would just post my picks and then link to Speedy's huge list, but now I post the big list. So I'm still working on the format. Anyway, here are the best deals for this week. These all end on Sunday the 28th. I'm sorry, Saturday the 28th.
Yeah, I was going to say Buy, Sunday's the first.
This is a pretty good deal, Wombat. Best Buy, if you buy a PS3 console, they throw in a $50 gift card. And you get your choice of either Guitar Hero Aerosmith or Guitar Hero 3. That's the guitar bundles. So that's like a $100, $110 value right there.
Yes and no. I mean, you could get Guitar Hero Aerosmith at Toys R Us for, I think it's $35.
No, but it comes with a guitar.
Yeah, with the guitar.
With a wireless guitar?
Yes. My Toys R Us has like a bunch of them too.
Really? Okay, well, all right. Well, it's still a good deal.
It is still a good deal. My Target had them for like $40 for a while, too.
Sears has the you know, the 1 year of Xbox Live cards for $30, which has been circulating all the retailers. And Target has got Left 4 Dead for the 360 for $40, and Tom Clancy's End War with the headset for PS3 and 360 for $50. Now, that's the it comes with those the official headsets, you know, the real Microsoft headset and the real Sony, you know, SOCOM headset. So that's a great deal right there. The game's supposed to be pretty good, too. So, yeah, there it is for this week's Sunday ad deals. Now it's time for new releases. I guess Shipwreck said he's still pretty busy at work, so no CAG foreplay, huh?
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning. He told me that, too. I'm too busy building things that kill foreign people. I can't do the show.
Wait, he works on weapons?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just worked on, like, oh, I guess, like, jet planes.
Jet planes and tanks. I think most recently it might have been helicopters. I don't know.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I just like to make jokes. That's all I do.
Right.
I just make jokes.
I understand. All right, so let's go over the new releases here. The big one, of course, Killzone 2, which we talked about already. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I will buy it. The demo didn't, you know, blow me away, like I said. But I hear, like, the best part of the game is the multiplayer, and I like multiplayer. So
I definitely want to check out the multiplayer. Like I said, I did play the demo. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I played it with the missus on the couch, and as I'm playing it, she looks at me and she goes, yeah, it looks like a first-person shooter to me. I'm like, yeah, that's what I got. So
yeah, I mean, there's yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, though. I'm looking forward to playing
okay.
it.
Also this week is 50 Cent Blood on the Sand for PS3 and 360,
mm-hmm.
which has been getting pretty good write-ups, I guess.
I am mixed. I would say it's probably in the high sevens, low eights if you were going number-wise. But I know that Justin McElroy at Joystick really liked it. So who knows?
Right. I read his review, and he seemed to like it, but he didn't mention anything about the game, like the gameplay. There's not one mention about the gameplay. Just he's talked about the stuff that was silly, but he liked the game anyway, but didn't mention anything about like how the game plays. But that's fine. I have no problem with that. I've heard it's a lot like Army of Two.
Okay, I could see that because you do play with one other dude the whole time.
Yeah, third-person shooter. I liked Army of Two, so I don't know. It sounds to me like it's not going to be worth, you know, like a full-price game because it's short.
I heard it's short. I mean, it does have online co-op. There's no multiplayer other than that.
Right.
There's not that this is the kind of game you're going to buy for Deathmatch anyway. But, right. Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, also this week we've got, for the PC, I don't know, is this for the DS coming out this week too? Yeah, Puzzle Quest, Galactus.
Yeah, the new Puzzle Quest.
You picking that up? I know you like the first one.
I did like the first one, but I don't think I'm going to be picking this up, no.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's coming to Xbox Live Arcade,
I have
too,
no money. I put my money down on Killzone, which I was able to get because of pre-orders. But I don't have any cash to put down on anything.
I gotcha.
So, no.
Also, Shell Shock 2. I don't even know what that is. Blood Tears? Trails? I can't. Blood Trails.
I saw advertisements on it on your website today, but I also have no idea.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. See, I don't get to see those advertisements.
I know. I did. It looked like there was something jabbed into the guy's skull with blood everywhere. It's a very family-friendly advertisement.
Cool. That's what we like on Cheap Ass Gamer. Mm-hmm. Family-friendly. And blood. What else we got this week? I just clicked through and now I can't find my list.
We got Dead Rising on the Wii, looks like.
Oh, God. Is that supposed to be any good?
Nah.
Can't be good.
I doubt it. we're so hard. Someone's going to yell at us. We got Blue Dragon on the DS, which might be pretty good. And, I mean, that's all that really interests me. So.
Okay. IGN gave Dead Rising on the Wii a 69.
So there you go.
6.9. Yeah. A breezy weekend diversion with some fun gameplay and subpar graphics.
Excellent.
Sounds like what they should put on the Wii console box. Describes most of the games for the system.
That's rough.
But it does.
They're gonna put that clip on Go Nintendo.
Come on. Am I way off base here?
Of course
not. A breezy weekend diversion with some fun gameplay and subpar graphics. That describes a bulk of the Wii library.
No, that's pretty much it. That should be the catchphrase, the new commercial.
If they're lucky, that describes the bulk of their library. They wish. All right, that's the new releases. Before we get into Microsoft, I wanted to bring up this message that I guess Gabe Newell, he's the president of Valve, he gave a speech at the annual DICE Summit. And the focus of his speech basically came down to, are video games too expensive? And he shared some data. If you remember, was it last weekend or 2 weekends ago? I forget. But we put it on the front page of CAG that Left 4 Dead for the PC had a 50% off sale on Steam. And he basically said that the sale, they sold more of those of the game during that sale than they did when the game launched. And he basically used some other numbers and stats to bring the question up that, games are probably too expensive and that there needs to be some more experimentation with game pricing. And this is something that I've said for a long time. Every once in a while, I bring this up on the show.
Well, this is something we've both said for a long time. I think that, I think a good example of a game would be something like Legendary, which came out in November, which got terrible reviews and came out at $60. I think it came out the same week that Gears of War 2 came out.
Right.
Which also came out at $60. Did they really think someone was going to buy Legendary for $60 that week on that console?
And it's so silly.
And if that game came out at $30, would it have sold better?
Absolutely. Of course it would.
Is that if a game is not a AAA title, should you cut your losses early, release the game at a lower price, and hope that it sells twice as much that it would have otherwise?
I think that that's a decent strategy. And I also think that, the game industry, publishers, in a way, they are punishing early adopters, because anybody who's on Cheap Ass Gamer knows that games get cheaper. Almost always, they get cheaper. 99% of the time, with the exception of, first-party Nintendo games, pretty much the price drops, and usually pretty fast. Some publishers are known to drop the prices faster than others, like Ubisoft. But, we get punished in a way for buying these games early. I mean, hey, look, Amazon deal of the day today is Saints Row 2 Collector's Edition for $35.
That's a hell of a deal. Right,
it's a great deal. And how do you feel if you paid, what do they charge for that? $70, $80 for that originally?
I'll counter your argument and say that if I spend $60 on a game and I thoroughly enjoy it, I thoroughly enjoyed Fallout 3, every minute of all bajillion hours I've put into that game. That game is a $60 game to me. It feels like a $60 game. It looks like a $60 game. It plays like a $60 game. And I enjoy it like a $60 game.
Mm-hmm.
So even if that game gets a price drop, which I'm sure it will eventually, I won't feel as though I wasted my money.
Right.
It's when you see a game. I got the Hulk from Gamefly over the weekend because I wanted to play it. This game looks like it was made by two guys who can't believe they're making games for a living.
Is that the commercial on G4?
Yes. And not by the guys that actually went to the school, but by the actors in the commercial for the school. That's who made that game.
And that game was released for $60, and they tried to cash in on the movie release. But if they had it cheaper, game could have done
that
better.
That game should not have cost more than $20 because it's not finished. You climb to the top of a building in, Hulk's New York City, I wouldn't expect it to be like the most elaborate Manhattan ever. That's fine. But when you get to the top of a building, the buildings around you don't render.
That's good.
It's just gray rectangles. Just giant gray rectangles shooting out of the sky. Not even the building next to you renders. It's hysterically awful.
Yeah.
Where, you sit there because you're so, sometimes it happens in games where things render like a second or two late. It happens. It's not the end of the world. So you actually will get to the top of the building, you'll look out, and you'll wait for everything to start rendering slowly, and it never happens. It's just this big gray, the sea of gray with big gray rectangles sticking out of it. It's hysterically funny to see. So I do recommend renting the Hulk just to see how bad a licensed game could be. But like,
just like people should watch the new Indiana Jones movie.
Basically, like if you really want to see how it shouldn't be done, this is a good experiment. Like it, only if you have Gamefly. Like don't, if you actually have to shell out any type of cash at all to see this game, don't do it.
I just feel like publishers are not aggressive enough with pricing, and then they don't, just like this guy from Valve says, they, you know, they always just try to throw this almost always, not, you know, not 100% of the time, because you do see like, you know, a $40 release now and then. Like look at Microsoft with Banjo-Kazooie. Although that game still sold pretty poorly.
But would it have sold worse if it was full price?
Yeah, I'm sure. And they even had some good pre-order bonuses too.
And that game is fantastic.
I just like to see more. What's that?
That game is awesome. I can't praise that game enough. I finished that game. And that game doesn't take 2 days to finish. So, you know, that should say something. I really enjoyed that game, and I wish it had sold more, but what can you do? I think it's better than the other Banjo-Kazooie games, but meh.
All right. So, I don't know. I would like to see a little more range in the pricing of games and, you know, like that 50-cent game. If that costs $50, I mean, look, it even works, like 50 and 50.
I don't get it.
You know, maybe that's a better price for it. I don't – it just seems like, you know – the companies just say, all right, $60, that's the price. Bam. Put it out the door, you know. And then 3 months later, it's $40. Sucks.
Yep.
Okay. On to Microsoft while I'm at.
Oh, I know.
I just wanted to give a shout out to your new mem, I guess.
Yeah. I'm spreading it.
Did I read this on your Twitter?
Yeah, you read this on my Twitter.
Wombat was complaining about, you know, we complained about this a couple weeks ago, about how slow the new Xbox experience actually is now, like when you bring up your friends list and bring up the guide and stuff. So Wombat has dubbed it Xbox Vista.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it now. It's no longer the new, first of all, it's not new anymore, so it's not the new Xbox experience. Second of all, it sucks donkey ass. Is that a fair statement? Can we just...
It's pretty shitty.
Oh, it's awful. No, enough time has passed to assess it fairly, and I hate it. I am going on record saying I hate everything about it. I hate being in a game and having someone send me a message and trying to open that message and having it take 5 minutes for the message to open. I hate...
Okay, in all fairness, it doesn't take 5 minutes, but it might take 45 seconds.
Yeah, which is
right?
45...
Which is still unacceptable.
Yeah, it's unacceptably long. Yes, 5 minutes was an exaggeration.
Right. But what I'm saying is that there's no even need to exaggerate because the reality is unacceptable.
The reality is unacceptable. It's just ridiculous. And it's... You know what bothers me also when you're in the new friends list? And besides the fact that it'll start with the parties, and it always starts with... First of all, you can never see the avatars right away. They take too long to load up. And
yep,
then they
forever.
Always show, like, it always hovers over the name of someone that isn't on your friends list.
Right, you don't even know who they
and
are.
And I'm like, I don't even know who that is. Why is that the first person I'm seeing when I go to see which friends of mine are online? And that kind of bothers me a little bit. I don't like if I want to chat with someone. Like, if I see Shipwreck on live, I will usually, like, click on his little avatar and say, chat with Shipwreck. But it doesn't take you to just chat. It doesn't send a chat invitation. It takes you to another menu after that where I have to scroll through all of my friends and then pick him and then hit chat again. And that sucks. That's very annoying.
Yeah, I mean,
to me.
My biggest fear.
It went from something that was actually more user-friendly and made it less user-friendly, which is why we are calling it Xbox Vista.
Yeah, I only hope that the people at Microsoft are aware that this is a huge problem and that there's people working on it right now.
There is not. I just know there isn't. I don't think anyone cares.
You don't think they care? I mean, it's at the point now, like, I'll be in, like, a Street Fighter 4 lobby, and I'll want to check my friends list to see who's playing. But if the game starts and I'm in the guide, like, I could be stuck in guide hell. And I won't be able to get back to the screen and choose my character in time.
Your game could start with you still in that screen, and you'll get your ass handed to you. Someone will start kicking your ass.
Yep.
And the only reason why that would be is because you can't get out of the damn menu. It's really frustrating.
It happens.
It happens to me in Left 4 Dead all the time.
Yeah. Or sometimes, like, Ty will come over and push the guide while I'm playing. And I can't get out of it. And then I have to beat Ty.
They need to fix it. It's like it's... Like Vista, it almost feels too big for the system it was created for.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait for Xbox 7 to come out.
Exactly.
To fix those problems.
I want to be able to downgrade to XP because Xbox Vista is the crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because remember when the screens first surfaced about the new Xbox experience and people were saying, hey, I want to just use the old one. I don't want a forced upgrade. And I thought that was sort of silly because I could, you know, people were complaining about like that their themes wouldn't look right. And, you know, I could understand why you could be a little upset if you spent a lot of money buying themes. But overall, I thought it looked pretty good. But now I'm right in the same boat with those people. I'd like to go back to the old way. I don't really benefit from, you know, avatar, seeing that huge long list of friends, avatars that takes forever to render anyway.
So we both agree. We both hate Xbox Vista. I'm going to keep saying it so it gets into the minds of people. Xbox Vista.
Right. It's, I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
I hate it. I don't want to push the guide button anymore.
No, me neither.
All right. In other Microsoft news, they've announced the Resident Evil 5 limited, what's it called? Limited edition console.
Yeah, we talked about this briefly last week. It's a red.
But we didn't know the details.
Though. No, it's a red Xbox 360 Elite with the, you know, 160 gigabyte hard drive. It comes with a copy of Resident Evil 5. Duh.
Yep.
And it also comes with a copy, a code to download Super Street Fighter Turbo HD Remix.
Yep.
And it comes with a, what else does it come? Oh, it comes with a premium theme as well. And all for the low price of 400 ducks.
Right, so you're getting, you know, a regular Elite costs 400, so you're getting, you know, the Resident Evil 5 and the HD Remix Street Fighter as a bonus.
And that's a $75 value for you kids playing at home.
That is. So that's a, you know, I mean, that's not a bad bundle right there.
Nope, and you could use it,
the game.
Swimmers use it as a towel.
I don't get it.
I know you don't get it because you don't live in this country.
Right. Well, I still don't get
it. You could just roll the red Xbox right over the stain. It takes up 50% without any pressure.
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
You squeeze the red Xbox together, and when the green and the white turn gray, it's ready to go. You could fix your pipes with it.
Some sort of infomercial, I'm guessing.
Well, now I just went into a whole other infomercial. No, so it's two infomercials.
They have infomercials here, and what they do is they take American infomercials and they dub them in Japanese, and then they change, like, the testimonials to Japanese people. And it's always funny when they show, like, all right, there's one now that's on TV. It's called Core Rhythms. It's like samba dancing. You know, you lose weight by doing samba dancing. And I swear, they show this guy, okay? It was a young guy, like 20, 21-year-old kid. And the before picture would be the after picture in America. The kid looked like he weighed about 100 pounds. He had like a tiny little bit of like baby fat on him. And that was the before picture. And then when they show the after picture, like if he turned sideways, you wouldn't even be able to see him. It was like his stomach was like, you know, concave. It was really weird.
That's creepy.
It was creepy. I just thought that was weird.
Now, you bought speaking of infomercials, you bought the new cars for Burnout, right?
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay, what's the deal?
My plan going on all along is I bought Burnout Paradise a long time ago, and I really enjoyed it, but I just stopped playing it for one reason or another, mostly just because other games came along, and, you know, I just sort of moved on. And they announced these cars a long time ago, and I was like, this is great. It's going to give me... I'm into the DeLorean, obviously. I'm into Kit, big Knight Rider fan. So this seems like a great excuse for me to get back into the game. So the cars... And I've been looking forward to this for a while. I even watched like the videos and that, and I usually don't even bother with that stuff, especially for like downloadable content. So then the stuff comes out, and it's priced significantly more than I thought it would be. In fact, I think they announced that it was going to be $600 for the cars, and then it was $640.
So it was 40 more points than you thought it would be? Bless you.
Excuse me. No, I thought it would be like 400 points.
Oh, okay. And instead of it being 400 points, which would be $5, it was what, $6?
That's like $8 or something.
$8? $8? Yeah, $8. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know my Microsoft point conversion rate these days.
Anyway, I decided I wasn't going to buy it because I was upset that it was expensive. And then I said, you know what? I'm GPD. I'm an internet space pimp. I'm going to talk about this shit on the CatCast anyway. I'm going to buy it.
Did you print out the receipt that you get emailed so you could write it off on your taxes?
I think it goes right to my business credit card.
Excellent.
My point. So I don't, you know. Anyway, it did breathe new life into the game for me, as a matter of fact, because I was on my B license at the time. And these cars were, especially the DeLorean and the kit. They're pretty good cars, so they were much better than anything that I already had. So it made the game, you know, easier for me to win all the races. And excellent. Man, like those cars haul ass. They haul major ass. So and the DeLorean's cool. You know, you push in the left stick and it hovers, and you know, you see the wheels turn in, and it puts the flames on the street. And when you boost up with the kit, you know, you see the scanner light is actually in the back, because I guess it might be in the front too, but it's in the back as well, because otherwise you just wouldn't see it. And it makes the sound, the whooshing sound when you boost. The problem is it's one of the cars in the game where you need the full boost in order to boost.
Mm.
You have to have it filled up. So that's why I like the DeLorean better. But Kit is very strong. The General Lee knockoff looks pretty cool when you select the orange paint job.
And, obviously.
And when you push the left stick in, it plays the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ah, so it's appropriately racist.
Yeah. So when you do those jumps, like the super jumps, and it goes into slow motion, you can push the horn, and it plays the horn. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
So, yes, I think the cars
are... What about the Ecto Cooler Mobile?
The Ecto One, I don't know. That's my least favorite of the bunch.
Does it at least have a siren on it?
Yes, it has a siren. Okay, you push L3 and it makes the noise. I would say that if the cars were like 400 points, you know, definitely that's a great price. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, the developers have put so much time into making Burnout Paradise better. You know, even though the game's been out for over a year already, that it's worth throwing them a few extra bucks, and I can see that. I don't regret my purchase at all. I got my A license now in the game, and I've had a lot of fun playing Burnout Paradise. It's an awesome game. I mean, I think it kicks the shit out of any of the MotorStorm games. I mean, you can't even compare the two games. It's just the only thing they have in common is that the cars have wheels.
I would say you can't really compare Burnout with MotorStorm. MotorStorm is single races on dirt.
I know, but I'm just saying in terms of, like, variety and stuff.
I guess. I don't know. I
fun.
I failed to see your comparison.
Okay, fine. They're both racing games, and I think Burnout Paradise is way better.
I'm glad you do. I have that game on my PS3.
It's awesome.
It is a great game. Good. I enjoy it. New cars yet, though. Cause
they charge, and you can buy the cars separately if you want, but they charge more for the DeLorean.
No, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Because it can fly. That's not fair. Come on.
If I could fly, I'd charge you twice as much.
For what?
I have no idea.
For a ride, if I was on your back?
Yes, for a ride.
All right. Also, Lost Planet 2 was announced, and they made the announcement over on the Xbox Live Marketplace. They had a video with the developer, or producer, rather. And it's got co-op, I believe, right?
It's got co-op. It looks like maybe like four-player co-op because it looks almost squatty. It looks very squatty.
Oh,
that's a real word now.
That.
Squatty.
But it looks like they're moving out of the ice planet and moving into the jungle.
Well, it's the same planet.
Oh, there's a jungle spot.
There's a jungle on the ice. I think the snow is melting.
I see. And there's a three-player mech. don't know. I actually liked the first Lost Planet. I didn't finish it, but I got very far in it. One day I should go back and finish it. I thought that game was pretty fun.
I always said I was going to pick it up, and I just never have.
Right. Mm. Well, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the second one, especially co-op. Any game that has co-op gets my attention. You tried out the Hawks demo, Wombat?
I did.
What I'm seeing here?
Yes. Well, didn't you play it last week and you asked me?
Yes.
So I did my homework and I played it.
What'd you think?
It's good, actually. I kind of liked it. I think it looks really cool. I like the two different view modes. Me speak English well. The two different view modes are really nice, where you play, you know, either standard kind of in the cockpit view and that weird kind of from the side view.
Yeah, like the cinematic. I forgot what it's called, but it's like a cinematic mode.
I kind of like that. It's kind of neat. And you know what the game reminds me of? Do you remember, what was it, F-11 Interceptor on the Genesis? Did you ever play that game?
No, I used to play those games on PC back in the day, like in college. Falcon.
Yeah, it reminds me of that, and I like that game. So I'm stretching for that kind of thing. But that game was cool also because when you fired the missile, you could hold the button down and
see the camera.
You could see the camera, yeah, and it would just follow the missile. And then, I don't know, that's cool to me. To me,
yeah,
that's
co-op. Cool. It's got co-op. It's should be good, I think.
Yeah, why not? I mean, there aren't many games like that on the 360 right now. You have that and Ace Combat.
Yep.
So it doesn't have much competition, but it does.
It's coming out for PS3 also. The demo, I think, is
Xbox exclusive. Is an Xbox exclusive. But I enjoyed it, and it looked nicer than I thought it would. I think visually it was pretty impressive. So
they did a nice job with detailing the ground.
Yeah, they did. A very nice job. So
that's always the hardest part, I think, in these flight simulators. But they use like satellite imagery to do it. And pretty cool.
Very much so.
You got to try out the Mythic Halo 3 map pack?
Yeah, I played all three new maps. Shipwreck and I played them over the weekend. Sunday morning, him and I, we played one-on-one on the Mythic map packs. And it was very fun.
It's not in matchmaking yet, so you can't play against other people. And I got a code, too, but you didn't invite me.
Well, we tried to invite you. You just didn't respond to either of us.
You know, I have a phone. You can call me on the phone.
Why would I call you on the phone?
To get me to come play Halo with you.
Next time we will. But we played all three maps. We played, was it Sandbox, Orbital, and Assembly, I believe are the three names of the maps. They're surprising. These are the maps you get for free with Halo Wars, I believe, if you pre-order
that. No. It's the new Halo game that's coming
out. OSDT?
Yeah.
ODST. ODST.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
But anyway.
The one that was like the Scout one.
Yes, the maps are I won't say surprisingly, but the maps are a little smaller than I thought they would be.
Okay.
Like, they're not huge maps, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because I think there are a lot of very large maps on Halo already, so to have a couple of smaller maps that are designed for smaller groups is a nice change of pace. I like Sandbox a lot. I know that Shipwreck liked Assembly. Orbital's fine, too. But it was pretty fun. I mean, we had a good time. We would, you know, because it was just the two of us. At one point, we were just trying to set traps for each other with all the different drops, like with the shields and the power degenerators. And the, you know, if you stick a grav lift in an area that's kind of short, you can kind of get a guy stuck floating there, which I did to Shipwreck twice. And then I would walk up to him and just shoot him in the head once. It was pretty funny.
Right.
Because he was helpless. That's cool. Helpless floating.
I don't know. What are they charging for those?
I have no idea, probably. But, I mean, I don't know if it's worth $10 for the three maps. But, I mean, unless, of course, it's your favorite game and that's all you play, then I'm sure it's very well worth it. But I don't think it's going to bring anyone back to Halo 3. But they were fun, and I enjoyed
it. It might bring
them.
Me back because I got free maps.
Well, there you go. And it brought me back. And that's one of the... So that's that, I guess. That's my
the problem
preview.
Is everybody is so good at Halo now that if you haven't been playing it this whole time, you get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And
anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're good maps. There you go. They're fine maps.
Okay. Let's move on to Sony. We talked about Flower and how you have no heart.
I have zero.
And we talked about your Killzone pre-order and the demo. This story I thought was funny. Killzone was developed in Amsterdam, and they had, towards the end of the game's production, they had 200 people working on the game, and the Amsterdam power grid couldn't handle all their computer systems running at the same time, so they had to bring in a diesel generator. Otherwise, it would be bad.
Got it.
I like Amsterdam. I just wanted to talk about Amsterdam.
I know.
I like Amsterdam. I went there.
My man in Amsterdam.
No, not for a while.
No.
I smoked weed there. No prostitutes, though.
Not yet.
I only looked at the prostitutes. I didn't solicit them. I don't think I would ever do that. I think that that's it's a little too much for me. I'm not that horny that I need to pay for sex with
or that creepy.
Or that creepy, yeah. I'm not that type of guy. Like, I'll go there and smoke weed, but I don't know. You see, like, the guys come out of the room, and, like, they just bang that girl. And then you're next? It's pretty weird.
Yes, it's like a doctor's office. You sit on a couch, she walks out and goes, next!
Right, except, you know, you didn't have sex with
what insurance do you have next?
Yeah. Okay. Nobi Boy. Came
is
out
it Nobi Nobi or Nabi Nabi?
It's got to be Nobi Nobi if it's a Japanese game. Why that's how you pronounce it.
But I pronounce
N-O is always no.
But N-O-B is knob.
Well, in Wombat's pronunciation, maybe. So you didn't try it out
yes,
yet, right?
American.
You haven't played it?
No, I haven't. I want to, but I haven't.
Right. I played it twice. It's a... I don't know. It's weird, that's for sure. And it's not much of a game. It's, you know, you have these two little... You have a guy, and you can stretch him out with the analog sticks, and you can wrap around things, and if you're connected to the internet, it measures how long you've stretched, and it puts everybody stretching together. And when it reaches a certain distance, you unlock different levels. So, like the moon was just unlocked recently. So then you can play on the moon. But you're not, you know, it's just like a playground. You're not really, there's no goal, there's no winning, there's no losing. It's
but,
even
but
less of a
fun?
Game than Flower.
Is it fun?
It's okay. Like, in all honesty, like, if I had some weed, and I know I seem to be talking about weed a lot this show, but.
Yeah, you're weed, you seem to be hankering for a.
For a.
Yeah, a buzz. Yeah.
I would probably be more interested in the game, in this. It's not even a game. Like, there's no winning and losing. Usually, and you're just sort of going around and stretching out over objects. But it's $5. And if you're a big fan of Katamari, it's made by the same guy. So you'll recognize the art style immediately. And $5 is, you know, it's pretty cheap. And I always say, like, for $5, I'll probably never really feel ripped off if I pay $5 for a game. And I think that holds true here. That's not really much of a compliment.
I was waiting for you to say, and I have been proven wrong.
No, it's something. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I can't even reckon. I mean, for me, like I said, $5, I'll give anything a shot. If you don't have that philosophy and, you know, this doesn't sound like it's up your alley, then you should probably skip it. I also played the Yakuza demo, Yakuza 3 demo. That's on the Japanese PlayStation
Network.
Now, that
game's supposed
store.
To be pretty good, though.
It's, you know, it's pretty cool in that, in a way, it's like Grand Theft Auto meets Final Fight in Japan, but imagine like a shitload more like side activities than Grand Theft Auto, and like really like pure Japanese ones, like managing a hostess club and stuff like that.
I thought it was gonna be something like, you know, shine shoes or
there's probably I mean
press
you're,
your
suit. Probably, you probably wouldn't you're a mafia guy, so you're probably not shining shoes.
Well, you would but, may need to shine your own shoes.
I think you can go bowling, and there's all these different, you know, I think you're in Tokyo, and I think that you can go to Okinawa at some point. The graphics look pretty cool. I thought the fighting was sort of, you know, when you play the demo, that's mostly what you're doing, and the demo is hand-to-hand combat. It's very simple, and it seems like it could get boring after a while. But I think it's all the other stuff that makes the game seem interesting. And I would definitely pick it up if there was like an English version, just to try it out, because it looks interesting. Unfortunately, I don't think there's an Asian version with English. Otherwise, I would buy it. It comes out this week in Japan, I believe.
No, not even subtitles.
No, it's all Japanese.
There's no English subtitles.
It has not been announced for America, and it's the demo is 100% Japanese. But the other ones came out in America, so hopefully this one will come out too.
We shall see.
I always wanted to play the other ones, but I just never did.
But I didn't.
I didn't, because I bought a Japanese PS3 that can't play American PS2 games. Otherwise, and I don't feel like hooking up my PS2 just to play that. What else we got? Oh, a couple of games coming to the PSP, Wombat.
Yeah, some big PSP news came out today. We have Little Big Planet coming to the PSP this year, as well as a version of MotorStorm, which I believe is Arctic something or other. Yeah, I do news well.
Arctic Swirl? No, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like an ice cream flavor.
What, Arctic Swirl? Yeah. Arctic Blast?
Arctic Blast. That sounds like a something from Dairy Queen.
It does.
Arctic Edge.
There you go.
Also coming to PS2.
Isn't that a shaving cream?
It sounds like it.
Doesn't it, though? We have Assassin's Creed coming to the PSP. And we have, I believe, is it a Guitar Hero or a Rock Band? One of those two is coming to the PSP. I want to say Guitar Hero.
Oh. I didn't see that.
Oh, it's on there somewhere. And also, of course, the Hannah Montana branded Lavender PSP will be out this year as well.
It's Rock Band. Rock Band Rock Unplugged. Band.
There you go. So I knew it was one or the other. Rock Band is coming to the PSP. So that's some pretty big news. And in addition to that, even bigger news for a lot of our listeners, I think, is going to be the remake of the first Persona for the PSP.
Hmm.
So, because that game is pretty hard to find these days and expensive when you find it. So, Persona for the PSP.
Good news for PSP owners.
Yeah, a lot. There's a lot coming out. I'm sure, you know what? I'm actually very interested in playing Little Big Planet on the PSP. I think that game could work really well. As well as, MotorStorm on the PSP. So, yeah.
All right. That makes one of us.
Yes, that makes one of us. What? I know that you're going to get the Lavender Hannah Montana PSP.
I've pre-ordered it.
I heard it smells like flowers.
I have to blow my nose. I'm still sick, Wombat. I can't ditch Ty's cold. He's like almost better, but I'm still suffering.
Oh, you know what happened yesterday? Speaking of babies. So, you know, I'm at work and the missus is at work. And the nanny is putting Sabrina's laundry away in the nursery. And when she does that, she puts Sabrina in her crib and puts her laundry away. Not crazy. Very normal things to do.
Sure.
She's putting the laundry away, and she's looking at the baby, and all of a sudden she's looking at the baby, and then she has to dive and catch the baby, who learned how to climb out of the crib at 7 months old.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's like nuts. At 7 months old, she's already figured out how to climb out of her crib. So luckily, my brother, who's well-experienced in shifting crib sizes down, because we couldn't find the instructions anywhere, came by and lowered the crib base for us, so now she can't get out for years.
Okay.
But it was pretty funny that she's able to climb out of the crib already. She started crawling last week, and now she crawls well. So
did I mention that Ty was walking now?
Yes, I saw the video.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the show last week. Maybe I did. But if you go to youtube.com/Tyspot, you can watch a very cute video.
You got a walker, I got a crawler.
Right, and a jumper.
And a jumper. We got teeth coming in.
What's that?
We have teeth now, too.
Teeth, yeah.
Yeah, 3 teeth on the bottom and 4 coming in on the top.
Teethy. Did you like that blingy picture I made of
Yes, Sabrina? That was very cool. Yes, I sent that to the missus also, who was amused.
Okay. Let's move on to Nintendo, Wombat. The big news this week is that the DSi is coming to America on April 5th, and it's priced at $170. So what's the DS Lite right now is what, $130?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so it's $40 more. They'll probably keep that the same price then. So now they don't have to change the price for the DS Lite. They'll just keep it at that. I don't know. I mean, I have the DSi. I honestly have not even turned it on since I did that unboxing video. It's
That's
on my
sad.
Desk. It's under a pile of stuff on my desk. I don't know. I think if you already own a DS Lite, unless you start seeing like this huge wave of downloadable games, you know, because that's like the big selling point of this thing is that there's going to be an online store and you can use your, you know, you can buy those Nintendo point cards and then, you know, buy games through their online store. But I don't even know what they have. I know when it launched in Japan, they didn't have anything on the store. And they've announced a couple of things, or maybe one thing for the American one. It was just like some memo pad.
Basically. I think Namco has announced Mr. Driller for the store and a Katamari game for the store.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if those will be available at launch, but they're a coming.
The screen is slightly bigger. It's got two very shitty cameras, not even a megapixel camera, in there. If you already own a DS Lite, I think it's pretty tough to recommend buying this too, unless like GameStop or someone, or you can unload it on eBay for a decent amount. I don't think it's worth owning both of these things. It seems like a waste of money. But that's just me, Wombat.
That is just you, and probably me too.
Right. So yeah, I mean it's $170. So now that's the same price as the PSP now, right?
Is that how much a PSP costs?
Just like the a la carte PSP.
Okay.
Yes. $169.99 is the core pack, the 3000 core pack. Okay, so there it is for Nintendo. Anything else for Nintendo, Wombat? Have you been playing anything Nintendo related?
Well, if Shipwreck did his job, he got an extra copy of House of the Dead Overkill for me. So I should have that to talk about next week. So that should be fun because he told me about the game and he's played through it twice. So
he said he was giving me a summary of the story and the ending especially. It's the most bizarre, sexually perverted thing I've ever heard, I think. And I told him he should write it up on his blog. I don't think he did it, though.
No, he didn't. And, you know, I have to see this for myself. So
yeah, it's crazy.
I'm looking forward to getting this game.
Yeah. All right, let's see. I guess we should move on to Kags on News, Wombat.
Yes. Yes,
we
should.
You don't sound very excited about Kags
on News. Kags on News! I love Kags on News!
There we go. You sent this to me, Wombat. I thought this was sort of interesting, and I'll include the link for people. Michael Jackson is auctioning off the contents of his arcade.
Yeah, was it actually in the newspaper again today, too, how it's I think it's 117 different arcade cabinets from, you know, the Pac-Man cocktail table to the full-size, the X-Men Konami multiplayer, what is it, six-people game, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm looking through it right now. He's got the Simpsons pinball in there for that one. Oh, he's got Super Chex Hockey, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's the one that's bubble. U.S. versus USSR hockey. Right?
Yeah, they're looking for $1,000 to $1,500 for that, I guess.
Yeah, well, that thing is awesome,
like
though.
That seems like a good deal.
They still have that at the Woodmere Bowling Lanes on Long Island.
Shit, I want that.
Me too.
They got air hockey. I'm looking through this right now. There's some good shit in here.
The whole catalog is worth thumbing through because Michael Jackson is insane. He has a full-size Boba Fett statue, which is... I didn't even know he was into Star Wars.
Does he? That's being auctioned off too?
Yeah, that's in there as well. Yes,
he's got a crazy taxi, like the cabinet that he
has,
sit in.
I think it's either two or three different Crazy Taxi arcade games.
Oh my god, there's so many. There's pages and pages. I didn't even realize
he has 117 different full size arcade games up for auction, ranging in price from $300 to I think like $4,000.
He's got like some weird like selections too. He's
yeah,
got Darkstalkers.
Yes, you know, he has a Street Fighter 2 in there somewhere too. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Superchecks Hockey.
Me
NBA
too.
Hang Time.
I think you should buy it for me, and I'll put it in my basement. And whenever you come to visit, you can play as much as you want.
He even has the like those kiosks that you would see inside like a GameStop or something. He's got like a Nintendo 64. He's got a Panasonic 3DO kiosk.
He has the Virtual Boy kiosk also.
$100 Now, what these prices that they list here, what does that mean?
That's exactly what the auction will start at or what they expect
okay.
it to go to. So you'll go right. and they'll say, valued at blah, 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 we're going to start the bidding at $100. And then you would raise your little placard.
Right. Oh, I want to go. That'd be awesome. He's got Hip Hop Mania Complete Mix 2 from Konami. It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
All right, enough. Sorry, I'm like just thumbing through this catalog now.
It's awesome.
Now, do they clean the semen off the machines before they ship them to you?
No, they do not. And each one does come with a bottle of Jesus juice. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wombat also sent me. His Wombat sent me a lot of things this week.
I did.
He also sent me news about the left forehead porno.
And when did I read this on? Was it? I want to say it was Destructoid. Is where I saw
Sounds
it.
Sounds like it could be yeah. Destructoid. I so you told me to download it, and I downloaded it.
What'd you think? Because I haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty worthless. I mean, it starts off with a smoker. Smoker's the one with like the tentacles, right?
Yeah.
But the end of the tentacle looks like a penis head, unless I'm imagining that. And it's like, you know, you got the woman who's, you know, she's got her guns and she's walking around like a house or something. And then the tentacles are like molesting her. And then eventually a hunter gets her and the hunter starts taking her clothes off. And then the hunter makes her give him fellatio. And that's how it ends.
That's
his cum shot, his hunter cum shot on her
that's
face.
That's a fine film, man.
It's pretty gross.
That is.
There's nothing worthwhile about it. I can't recommend watching it.
Oh well.
It's not funny. I mean, and it's like rape basically. There's nothing funny or entertaining or sexy about it.
Excellent. I can't wait to not watch it.
Also, in Kagzaw News, I wanted to mention, because a lot of people brought this to my attention, because they know I'm a big fan of Saints Row, that 50 Cent is optioning the rights for Saints Row to make a movie. So everyone's like, oh, Cheapy, you hear about this? Are you all excited about the Saints Row movie? No, I could care less about a Saints Row movie. I'm not, you know, it's just like if they made a Grand Theft Auto movie, I wouldn't care. I like playing the game. I'm interested. I thought the game was a lot of fun. The movie is just going to be a cheap use of the license. It has, you know, I don't, you know, there's nothing about, like, the game is funny and it's fun to play. There's no reason why you'd expect the movie to carry any of that entertainment value over. There's really nothing to do with how fun the game is. And to think that 50 Cent would do a good job. How do you think 50 Cent's doing this media tour, you know, because his game comes out this week. So he's got to be interviewed. He's being interviewed by, like, Joystick and, you know, all the game sites.
Well, there was a big phone conference today with all the major game sites.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, it was today. And I don't know who's going to put up the audio from it first, but if Twitter is any indication, it's pretty outrageous.
How do you mean?
Everyone who was part of that interview that I have on my Twitter account made sure to post something about how crazy that phone interview was and how they hope someone posts it up as soon as possible because it was crazy.
Huh. What was, they didn't say what was crazy about it?
Well, let me go to my Twitter.
Go to your Twitter. I mean, I wonder how 50 feels about having to talk to dorky white guys, be interviewed by dorky white guys. You know, and if the dorky white guys put on like a black affect when they're talking to him to sound like more hip, more street.
Yeah.
That's what I wonder.
Gotcha.
All right, should I move into the keg bag?
Yeah, move into the keg bag.
All right. Zaven says, hey, Cheapy, not to be mean or anything, but are you dyslexic? it seems like in the last episode I heard you mix some stuff up or put words in that didn't seem
supposedly,
to fit.
Supposedly, Ben Gilbert over at Joystick said something that may have riled up 50 Cent a little bit.
Oh.
Where 50 said that he will be watching him.
Oh, I saw that. Because he said, I don't know. Whatever.
Stupid. A little shout out to Ben Gilbert also. He's a big fan of the show.
All right. He says, I heard you mix some stuff up or put words in that don't fit. It's okay. I'm dyslexic. I'm not dyslexic, but the fact of the matter is I...
am not very bright?
Don't really... No, I just don't talk a lot in my life. I don't speak a lot of English. I sit at home all day and I type on the computer. But that's not the same as talking. The most talking I do is during this show. So my English skills are probably deteriorating. Thorbon 3 wants to know if you're still in debt, Wombat. And he says, just wondering because your wife wants another baby and you got those nice headphones too. Wait, your wife wants another baby?
Not now, but, you know, like maybe in like a year or two.
Right. Well, Wombat just told us about his bad financial situation.
Yes, so. But I'm not in debt. Like I said, I don't want anyone like worrying about me. We're not in debt. Right. We never were in debt. I mean, I have a mortgage, but that's, I don't think, you know.
Wombat's okay.
I'm doing just fine. You know, it'll all balance out with all, you know, like I said, we've made a lot of cutbacks in my house. But you do what you have to. You just, you know, tighten the belt a little bit, which in my case isn't very much at all. Because I'm fat. Right. You see, that was a joke.
But I'm bumps.
Yeah.
Mikey DCT wants to know if we would do a live stream of us gaming. It could help spread the word of the site and deals of the week. I don't know. That doesn't sound very entertaining.
I don't think.
And I don't even know how I would do it, technically.
I don't think anyone would want to watch us playing a game.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. I'd rather do a podcast, like a short video podcast, that I talk about the deals every day. Just deals, like a very short thing where we maybe like I, you know, use the price tracker and shit on CAG.
And wear a silly hat. Better way. You have to wear a silly hat.
Oh, I would wear a silly hat.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a better way to spread the word of the site.
Arr, it's GPD, and today I'm a pirate because I'm wearing a pirate hat. Here are today's deals of the day.
I'm not sold on that concept yet. I think we got to go back to, we got to take that one back a little bit. Tengaport says, hey, Cheapy, with the whole Circuit City versus Speedy thing in the dust, it reminded me of the crazy Japanese dude who wanted your address so he could sue you. If I recall correctly, it was over the CAG 2.0 redesign. You never mentioned if anything came of it. Did he eventually just stop harassing you? Actually, he was a crazy British dude. He wasn't Jack. He just lives in Japan. He stopped harassing me. He gave up. I guess he figured he got money out of me for basically nothing. So I got nothing out of him, and he got money out of me. So I think he came out ahead, if anybody was to come out ahead. And he gave up. All right. Labo94 has a question for both of us. He says, you're stranded on a desert island, living by eating one French fry a day for a year. What sauce do you use for dipping?
Now, see, I thought about this question.
It's a tough question because there's a lot of variables.
Exactly.
Do I have an unlimited amount of sauce that I could use?
Does meat sauce count? Like a good, healthy bolognese with some good chunks of meat and maybe some peas in there as well, get a little vitamin in there? Because if so, that's my sauce. You know, does that count?
What about LSD? Does LSD count as a sauce?
No.
It doesn't.
No.
Okay.
That's not a sauce.
I would say,
I would say a nice chunky meat sauce or maybe a chili.
Because you can get, chili. No, chili is the way to go. But is that really a sauce? That's cheating.
Yeah,
I would say barbecue sauce is what I would go for if I'm going to really play by the rules. But if I'm cheating, like Wombat, I would take chili.
Because meat sauce has sauce in the name.
Well, okay, so that's fair. I don't like meat sauce, though, but I do like chili.
Pretty good meat sauce. I make a mean meat sauce.
Okay. Frythen says, three questions. Why no more kegs on News theme song? Okay, I put it in for this show, so you should be happy. Is prostitution legal in Japan? I've always heard it was socially acceptable for men to get whores, even if they are married. Something
whores.
About it having nothing to do with love. I just wanted to say whores.
Whores! What do you get whores around here?
I think some parts of prostitution is legal. Like, I think you can do everything but have intercourse legally. Like, you know, you can use your imagination. But I'm sure there are places where you can go to have intercourse as well. Is it socially acceptable for men to get whores even if they are married? I think it's somewhat acceptable. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of whiteys that are married here, and they maybe go overseas to get their whores, like to places like Thailand. I think that wives may be a little more forgiving here. Not my wife, but more traditional Japanese old school wives might be a little more forgiving. Chibi, do you ever go to a geisha house? They seem like a money pit and kind of stupid. I've never been to a geisha. That's pretty small now, and it's probably very expensive. And it's just watching a woman dance and play a harp thing. Okay, let's see. L. Ravenwolf has a question for us, Wombat. He says, I started listening to the Rebel FM podcast after listening to Nick Suttner's interview with you guys, and while it's understandable that they are in need of cash to eat and such, their talk of charging a subscription fee to download doesn't seem right to me. The number of successful podcasts that use that model are very small and are failing more and more each day or going free. Since your podcast is more of a support media for KAG than rather your main feature, it's probably not in your best interest to charge, but what do you think about the pay-to-listen podcast model when there are so many options to monetize a podcast? I think it's pretty tough to charge for a podcast these days, especially a gaming podcast, because as much as you may enjoy the Rebel FM podcast, how many alternatives do you have that are free? And the answer is a billion of them, and are all of them great? No, but I'm sure several of them are. I know one that's really good, Wombat.
What show would that be? I don't know any other good ones.
Giant Bomb's really good.
Yeah, that is a good show, actually. You're right. I take that back.
I meant the KAG cast, Wombat.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show. I wonder how many people would pay a buck to listen to the KAG cast.
No, you can't. Well, first of all, I think that this is true. Once you go free on iTunes, you cannot charge.
Oh, so we'd have to call it something else.
We would have to start a new show.
Yeah, if you call it.
And I believe once
the Pimp Cast.
I don't know if you. I guess if you charge, can you make it go free? I don't know. I think it would be very hard to do that, to monetize a podcast in that way, and that sponsors are your best route. And you can make decent money. I mean, they have a lot of listeners. They could make decent money.
So how many people do you think would pay a dollar to listen to the Space Pimp Adventures podcast every week?
Space Pimp Adventures?
Space Pimp Adventures. That would be the name of the show that we pay for. That people would have to pay for. It'd be Space Pimp Adventures.
Space Pimp Adventures. I don't think people would pay for it. I think it's just there's too many free alternatives out there that are good.
Like, if you knew that 100 people would download that a week, would you do it?
I wouldn't do it. See, here's the thing, Wombat.
Would you want the extra 100 bucks?
No, here's the thing, Wombat. I'll be 100% honest with you. I am lucky enough that with Cheap Ass Gamer, I'm able to make a very nice living, and I don't have to ask our users or our listeners for any money.
I'm not saying you're asking them for money. You're doing us. This is separate. This is the Space Pimp Adventures podcast.
It's still me. It's still me, though. I don't need all the money, Wombat, is what I'm trying to say.
300 listeners a week. You would get 300 listeners a week. $300. Easy 300 bucks in your pocket. And you're still going to say, eh.
Yeah. I'm not that greedy. I don't need it. I'm lucky enough that I'm doing very well, and that I don't need all the money. Like, you know, people have asked for, you know, people have asked to donate to KAG. They want to buy a package where they can have more private messages or stuff like that. I'm not interested in taking people's money. In fact, you know, people, I didn't even want to do like the whole t-shirt thing, but people asked enough for it. And I don't really promote it at all. And I set it up on Cafe Press, and I made the price as cheap as they let me make it. You know, I'm not trying to sound like I'm, you know, holier than thou. I'm just saying I'm lucky enough to be in a situation where I don't have to do that.
And once that situation changes, the CADcast is going to $3 a show.
Hey, look, I mean, it's anything can happen. Absolutely. But I think to get back to this guy's question, I think for Rebel FM or any really gaming podcast, to charge is going to be really tough. And I know that the other guys from 1UP that started the guys from the 1UP show, they started a show
nasty.
Called Area 5 Co-op, which is very good. I watched the episode with Nick on it last week. And I remember them in the early, I don't know if they're still considering it, but they thought about charging for an HD version. And I don't think that'll work either.
Nah,
maybe you'll get a few people who are like,
they may get some people. I was going to say, maybe more like people who feel like they want to donate to them might do it, but I don't think people are going to do it because they,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
And by the way, Wombat, you know what? If that, I don't know. I think it's better to make it optional. Like you have a version. I think for that, like if you have a version that HD, some people will want to support the show and they'll pay for the HD version, even though they don't need it, but they're just looking for a way to support their peeps. But if it's an all or nothing type thing, or you can't see the show or listen to the show in any way or shape or form unless you pay for it, I think that's a problem. I think they'll lose a lot of audience that way.
Yes.
Wow, that was a long answer.
It is a long answer. I think, you know, as we both would attest to, we have no problem making money off the show. We would both like to make money off the show, but we don't want to make money off the show from the listeners, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly. And same with the website. The same thing goes for my website.
Exactly. You know, TV's been doing it for a long, long time since, you know.
Exactly.
For 70 years. There's no reason why we can't do it, too.
Yeah, I just don't feel the need to, like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't need all the money. Just most of the money. Let's see what we got here. Anything else that we need to get to? Or maybe it's a good time to wrap up
the
show.
I think it's a good time. Let's wrap
it
up.
Here's one more. I want one more because... Are you okay? One more because this has been on here for a while. Cag Noob says, Cheapy D, what happened to your bathroom tour video on YouTube? Were you embarrassed that there was a video of yourself naked having a bath with your baby on the internet? And he says, also, Wombat, it would be awesome if you had a YouTube account. You know what? YouTube took that video down. I guess people complained about it, and they thought a father taking a bath with his son, where there's no nudity at all, was somehow obscene, which is ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. There's a video called Jizz in My Pants, and that has like millions and millions of views, and that's fine, but a father taking an innocent bath with the son and maybe throwing in a penis joke in the middle of the video is somehow a big problem. Sucks, Wombat.
I like Jizz in My Pants.
Oh, the video?
Yeah, it's a funny song.
It is pretty good, actually.
I know. They're funny people. They're funny dudes.
Yes, they are funny. Here's a creepy question. I got to read this one more.
Okay, read this one more.
It's creepy, and it's from Thormon 3. Maybe I read this one already. I don't know.
I feel like you have, but if you want to read it again, it makes you happy. Go for it.
I heard a woman's skin is very important in Japan. Does your wife do anything to keep hers up to par? That's really creepy. I don't even know how to answer that, Thormon.
One word.
She
semen.
No, how dare you say that?
But she goes and she buys the cream that's made by Norwegian seamen. I don't know what... It's very famous stuff. I don't know what you're thinking.
She does buy a lot of shit, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of products, cosmetic products in our house. I mean, like me, I don't even have shampoo. I have deodorant, toothpaste, and soap. That's my entire toiletries right there. All right, Wombat, that's it. I'm done.
Are you done? You're out? You're outie?
I'm out.
Outie 5000.
I want to get some food. So let's do a little bit of housekeeping. I want to remind our listeners, I think this is the last week that we can promote this, and I want to thank everybody who signed up for Netflix through netflix.com/cagcast and got their free two-week trial through us. I want to thank you now. It was a very successful promotion for us. And I know it helped out Wombat a lot during these troubled times.
Very much
Maybe
so.
Maybe not a lot.
No, it did. It helped a lot. So thank you.
It did help a lot. I mean, yeah, I was very pleased with the response. And I think Netflix was pleased too.
Yeah, no, the response was tremendous. And it really has done a lot for my family. So thank you for helping support my family.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You got Wombat a new kidney. You don't even know.
Nope.
I just told this. I broke the secret, Wombat. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But what am I going to do with three kidneys?
Just think how much piss you can make. Every time I take a bath with Ty, well, I take a shower with Ty.
Uh-huh.
He pisses on me every time.
That's so gross.
Every time he pisses, and it's always on me.
We just bathed Sabrina in her gigantic inflatable duck bathtub.
Oh yeah, we had one of those. Shower's way easier though.
Yeah.
In our Japanese crazy Japanese. Well, shower.
My daughter can't stand up on her own, so you know.
No, yeah, I put him on my lap.
That's weird.
I sit. I have a chair in there, a little stool I sit on, and he sits on my lap, and I have like a hand hose thing, and I just spray him down. I wash him, and he pisses on me, and that's it.
Sounds great. Sounds like fun.
Now I can say I got a golden shower.
Yeah, yes, you can.
I would like to tell everybody to please follow us on Twitter. I have a lot of Twitters going on here. Almost 2,000 followers, which is, it's not like the Nick Sutner quality, but...
It's twice as the amount that I have, though, so...
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/CheapED, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, and Twitter.com/Shipwreck. Now, Wombat, if you want to get CAG video game deals on Twitter, and we're doing some interesting stuff with this... It's in beta right now, but right now I'm sort of doing it manually. But if you go to twitter.com/videogamedeals and you follow that, you will get CAG video game deals in your Twitter. And if you are British, you can do twitter.com/UK game deals. And I know John's been working very hard to keep that up to date. And if you're in Europe, I think a lot of these deals actually apply to most of Europe. So there. And I think that's it, Wombat. Review us on iTunes. Don't forget that. And that's it. See you later.
Bye, everybody.
That was creepy, dude.
Well, I am creepy.
That was Thorbon 3 creepy.
Semen.
Bye.
Me waste the Macho Man with acclaimed WrestleMania for the Nintendo Entertainment System. A leg drop, an elbow smash, a body slam!
WWF WrestleMania from Acclaim!
Ooh, yeah, I want a rematch!